Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Some people need to get those verbal hands every now and then. In fact, more often than not.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. As the Astros, they're about to be underway as they are looking to sweep the Miami Marlins, coming off the sweep from the Red Sox, looking to sweep the Miami Marlins, and a big day for Spencer Arrighetti as he gets the ball for the Astros. But we are joined by our guy, Robert Flores, MLB Network. Make sure you catch Road Flow as he co-hosts MLB Central weekdays at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Plus, MLB Network has the Mariners and the White Sox tomorrow afternoon, so check them out as well. But Road Flow, we appreciate you jumping in. The Astros are looking to sweep one of the hottest teams in baseball coming into this series, the Marlins, who had won five straight. But I think the big one today is Spencer Arrighetti. He has not pitched since April, and they are pretty strong when it comes to the first two guys in their rotation, but they need to find other guys behind
them. Yeah, and Arrighetti is part of that equation, or at least potentially, along with guys like Christian Javier, Luis Garcia, Lance McCullers. I think that's one of the X factors for the rest of this season for the Astros. What does the rest of the rotation beyond Brown and Fromber look like? And I would also throw JP France into that mix as well. When Arrighetti, when he's right, he can be very effective. And I thought he was very impressive at times last year. And unfortunately, we just haven't been able to see him very much this year at all.
Well, what do you think, you know, I guess how optimistic are you? I'm not, because if you look at each one of the guys that you mentioned, I mean, Spencer Arrighetti having not pitched for 4 months is one thing, but 3 months, whatever it's been, is one thing. But the other guys are double-digit months and long-term have been out. I mean, when I look big picture, we got about six options here to make a dent in this starting rotation, and I just got to believe that one or two of them is going to work out. How do you feel about the role of the third and fourth starter for the Astros not biting them in the ass long term?
Yeah, I think that's what, you know, just going back to the original question, I think that's the X factor for this season. It might be the X factor, guys, because when you look at what the lineup now looks like with Peña back, with Correa, Christian Walker starting to swing it a little bit, Jesus Sanchez, and if Yordan comes back, you know, that's a very deep, flexible lineup. But you're right. What's the pitching staff going to look like beyond Framber Valdez and Hunter Brown? And I think it's just let's just throw a whole bunch of dudes out there, and maybe one of them, like you said, is going to stick and maybe make an impact.
Roflo, your colleague Tom Ferducci on the deadline day said that the Astros got the best player traded on the deadline in Carlos Correa, which was interesting to me when you look at a lot of the names that went around or that was traded. Suarez is one that comes to mind that went to the Mariners. But when you look at Correa's numbers, obviously it doesn't really say that for what he had been doing in Minnesota. Where do you see Carlos Correa right now and the type of addition he is to this Astros team?
Well, I think it's almost two layers to this question or to that question. They needed someone. If Isak Paredes doesn't get hurt, I'm not sure that Carlos Correa is back on the Astros. I really believe that. As far as what is he going to be, I think returning back to the Astros organization, I don't think that should be dismissed. I think that is a thing. That is something that impacts this whole idea and notion. But he has struggled with injuries, and he will be the first to tell you he was not the best version of himself in Minneapolis. Can he get close to the 2021 version of himself before he left? I don't know. That remains to be seen. But I think returning home and being back in familiar surroundings, I think that will help.
Why? Why has he said or expressed, or what's the thought of why he wasn't his best self in Minnesota?
For that, I don't know.
Okay.
I just know that he, you know, sometimes injuries are bad luck, right? Plantar fasciitis, for instance. I don't know why he had, I don't know why he got that. I don't know why it cost him so much of the season, but I've had it and I know it hurts like hell, and you got to sleep with this crazy sock on while you're, you know, your foot flexed up and the whole thing, and it's ridiculous looking. But I do believe that there is something to certain guys once they come back to a place where they've had success, they can sometimes find it again.
What do you think of the Diaz situation behind the plate on the defensive side? I don't even know if that's on nationally on y'all's radar, Roflo, but I know here locally. I don't view baseball, Major League Baseball. It's hard to in our business. I don't view Major League Baseball like, oh, it's a long season. There's 162 games. No, I watch every game and I may panic a little bit. And I've been on the panic train with Diaz behind the plate. And it's more or less the lackadaisical, nonchalant stuff that gets him in trouble consistently, knowing it's going to bite him in the playoffs or when it matters against good baseball teams. Is that even on y'all's radar nationally when you think about the Astros? And if so, what's your thoughts around Diaz behind the plate?
I know that last year, during the postseason, Tom Verducci did a great breakdown of the Astros. I believe it was game two against the Tigers where they had a lead and ultimately couldn't hold it. And a lot of the blame was placed on the relief pitchers. But there was one particular sequence where Yainer Diaz did not put forth either the best effort or the best, result, certainly. And it was poor fundamentals. And yes, it is something that we have talked about. Now, as far as to be fair, this year, I have not noticed it as much as I have in years past, and certainly last year. So I feel like he's gotten a little bit better, but admittedly, I don't know what the metrics say as far as framing and pass balls and things like that.
All right, Robert Flores joins us. Make sure you catch him as he hosts MLB Central weekdays 9 a.m. And also tomorrow on MLB Network, Mariners, White Sox, and that's a big game for the Astros because the Mariners are they have been surging. They got a lot of maybe no team more aggressive at the deadline than the Mariners. Is this a real race to you right now? Like, do you think the Mariners are capable of catching this Astros team?
I think the Rangers also are capable of catching this Astros team. So this is a three-team race. I would be shocked if it didn't come down to the final week, days of the season.
Really?
I have a feeling that I think two of those three teams are getting into the postseason. I don't know if all three are. That's just my gut. I think that the Mariners, what the Mariners have done, they finally have a lineup that potentially can match their starting pitching. The Rangers have had the best starting pitching all along. I would give a slight edge or even over the Mariners, but their offense has been in such shambles throughout the year. They're starting to get right. But if you're the Rangers and you can get in and you can throw DeGrom and Eovaldi in a short series, that's really tough to beat. But I think this is a compelling race. It's not a two-team race. It's a three-team race.
Roflo, real quick, you mentioned Yordan Alvarez a little earlier. This hand has been, I mean, we've got 60% healed. We've heard 80% healed. We've had setbacks. What are you hearing nationally on the Yordan Alvarez front?
I don't know. it's the damnedest thing. I mean, I don't know, guys. I'm assuming he's coming back. The last thing that I read was Dana Brown saying, I believe I read this last week, that there's a.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A good chance Yordan could be back with the big league club by mid-August. mid-August is next week.
Come on, Doc.
I don't know, man. I really don't. I know that this is something that he has struggled with before. I remember last year, if memory serves, he missed some games with this. But, yeah, I'm with you. I know Astro fans are frustrated. I get it. But I don't know what to tell you.
You know, the most interesting thing, Roflo, with, and I think as an Astros fan, I can speak for some of us. I mean, it's one thing that a player's not ready to be back. I think most of us that are level-headed can go, hey, man, I hate to see it, and it sucks as a fan, but it's part of the game. The most interesting part of it is, and I know you've answered this question multiple times, but the most interesting part is Dana Brown, just his injury reports, and really the Astros' ability to communicate or not communicate, like just say no comment, like the inability to accurately, you know, communicate with the fan base, the media, ultimately with these injuries, I think is what's it's almost become comical at this point with these guys.
Well, look, the Astros run their organization how they see fit. And, you know, they feel like they're doing the best that they can for their club and what's ultimately best for the organization. I believe that, as you know, as much disclosure and information is best. Obviously, there's certain instances where you want to keep things in-house, but I really don't see why having the same message consistently throughout the organization and being as forthright as possible is a bad thing. And that, I'm not saying that the Astros haven't done that. I'm just saying that I don't know why they seemingly are. I will say this: they seemingly are one of the few organizations in baseball where this comes up, right? And I don't know why that is. I don't follow enough of the other teams in the league to know why that is, but clearly they have a reason for it. The bottom line is Yordan needs to be able to get back. If Yordan Alvarez does not come back to this team, they're not winning the World Series. They're not getting to the World Series. I mean, you can put that in bold headline, giant font, and that's not a hot take. That it is what it is.
All right, Astros fans, that's Robert Flores of MLB Network. We're out of time here. You can get after him on Twitter and Instagram and all that. He'll be waiting on you. Roflo,
I mean, Rob closed the door with aggressiveness.
He said that ain't like a promo to me.
Rob, that is a spoiler.
We appreciate it, brother. Thank you for giving us a few minutes of your day, man.
You got it, man. I'm at the gym, and I'm just wondering why I work so damn hard and look so damn mediocre.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.